Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is one of my favorite people of all time, Mr. Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Hello, chefs.
Hello. Did you mean to be on a podcast, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Today's challenge is to get through a recap of Top Chef without laughing our faces off, okay? Oh, Top Chef. God, I love ya.
I know. I love Top Chef. I'm so glad that it's back. Before we dive in, just a reminder, we're doing a live show. We are recapping The Real Housewives of New York virtually, and that's going to be on May 6th. And tickets for that go on sale Tuesday, April. What is it? Tuesday, April 13th. April 13th. I don't remember what day it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, is it even April? Are we in June? Are we in January?
No, I'll just say Tuesday. Just say Tuesday.
Tuesday. So you can buy those tickets. We're going to have a super fun time recapping that show. If you've never been to one of our live virtual shows, you're really missing out. We have a great time. You never know what's going to happen. And it's just a fun way to recap while the audience can also just like have so much fun chatting along, chatting with each other. It's a great time. So keep an eye out for that for when tickets go on sale. That's going to be that live show will be in just in a few weeks. It's going to come up faster than you may realize. So don't miss out. And what else is there to say, Ronnie?
That's it, baby.
All right.
Let's get going with this recap. So here we are, episode 2 of Top Chef Portland. Roscoe has just been sent home, and they're going to get some barbecue after this, guys. And Sarah, who is the Amish-looking girl who won and is falling over herself because she just can't believe it. It's like, I mean, everyone here is like a really good chef. I mean, it doesn't matter when you go home because it's just a game. A really fun, scary one that I'm totally winning. But it's just our guys. I can't believe I won.
And then all the like the chefs, they've all just come back from judging, and they're like, "Oh my god, it's so scary!" Because like when you're in the bottom, you like you just like when you're in the chopping block, you just think it's gonna be you. You just think it's gonna be you. And then Dawn is like, or when you're waiting in this room, you think it's gonna be you too. It's like Dawn, they called like 16 people in there, okay, and like. I don't know how many they called. Like, it was obvious you were not on the bottom. Like, stop trying to make this, like, you cried about it last week. That's fine. And I know it's a continuation of last week, but you were fine, Dawn. You're fine.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm heartbroken because the soul was missing from my dish. The sauce didn't make it. Yeah. And I felt like I failed. And at first I was like, okay, that's a little bit dramatic. But then I thought, you know what? My soul probably is sauce. Like, no one has proof of what a soul looks like. And if I had to guess, mine is like it's a cheese sauce. You know, right. It's like a mac and cheese sauce. It's cheesy, floury, buttery sauce.
Yeah. That sounds delicious. You have a delicious soul, Ronnie.
Of course.
So it's the next morning, and they arrive in the Top Chef kitchen, and there's like it's like set up to look like a diner, and the whole panel of the Top Chef All-Star people, they're all sitting at this big like diner counter, and Padma's standing in the middle, and she's like, "Hello, chefs. Welcome to the Top Chef Diner. As we know, a diner is a place where pores go to eat and don't read Salman Rushdie."
Oh, speaking of pores, hi, stupid hair. He's like, why are you calling me? I combed my hair today. It's still a problem, Richard Blaze. All right. So Sasha's like, oh my God, Padma's just sitting there with her pretty hair. Oh God, I guess we're doing diner food. And guess what, chefs? We've added to the panel. Welcome, Carrie Baird, whose name is similar to James Beard. Oh, God. Carrie, tell us about the James Beard Award that fell off the back of a truck that you happened to catch. Everyone here has one.
Carrie, I just want to check. You're not a sous chef, are you? No? Okay, good. Portland is an amazing breakfast town. Right, Gregory? You eat a lot of breakfast, don't you? I can already tell, stupid person. He's like, yeah, well, you know, there's like, you know, here in Portland, we got a lot of breakfast places like the Spotted Owl and the Hen and the Cigar and the Wheel and the Wagon. All these places. Quiet! We don't care. This isn't Photos, okay?
Today, we're celebrating the unsung heroes of the culinary world. Any guesses? Not Sue's, idiot. The short order cook. So you're going to be making breakfast, and each all-star will call out an order. Spoiler alert, Blaze is probably going to call out cumbangs.
So if you don't buzz in time, you're just going to have to keep on waiting for another dish. And at the end of, there'll be two people for every dish. And after the judging, there's for every two people, someone's going to be on the top and someone's going to be the gal.
Basically, there's going to be a top and a bottom in each pair. One of them is going to be horrible. Basically, you'll all be a gal in a pantsuit. All right. Richard Blaze, tell them what they win. He's like, immunity. No, tell them with your bangs.
Quiet. You're not as famous as you think. So basically, yeah, they all have to, like, they have 30 minutes to, like, yeah, they have to cook 8 dishes for whatever someone orders. So we start off, and Amar, he wants steak and egg. So Byron and Gabe get to work with that. And Gabe is like, I really want Mexican soul in my dish, so I'm going to make adobo. And Byron's going to work on a chimichurri. And his whole thing is that he used to work at Burger King, and that's where he got to start with cooking.
I smell a winner. I'm calling it now. You can look down on Burger King all you want, people, but they figured out how to inject a smoky flavor into something that's probably not even meat. I'm voting Burger King.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that as far as we can tell, he does not have a tattoo of mise en place, and he doesn't have a story about how he was living in a gutter and that food saved him. So we still need a moment. Yet.
We might be spreading them out, because today we got like 3 alcoholics. Yeah, so you never know. We're just like pacing it, you know?
Yeah. Melissa, what do you want? And so Melissa asks, she wants dim sum. And so everyone's like,
No one dings. And she's like, hey, I would have been all over that. Yeah, you would have, because you're good at that one thing, okay? Yeah. I mean, not that that's the only thing, but like you happen to be good at that thing. Not everybody's good, okay? It takes a special kind of talent, Melissa.
Yeah. So Maria's like, well, I'm not going to cook dim sum for Melissa. Tiny quesadillas? No, thank you.
So Avishar takes it, and Shota takes it. And so Avishar,
I think it's Avishar.
I'm just still in the beginning of my notes, so I don't know how my half-ass spelling is going to translate. So he's like, yeah, I probably should have come up with what I was going to make before I press the button.
Yeah. So then Kwame, he says he wants a deeply flavored bowl of shrimp and grits, as opposed to a lightly flavored bowl of shrimp and grits. And Jamie and Sarah ding in, and Kwame starts talking about how, like, what really matters the most, he really wants that sauce. He wants sauce. So Jamie starts running around frantically. So she sort of sounds like R2-D2. She's like,
yeah. Dale wants spam and kimchi fried rice. And so the snotty guy from Portland and Maria take it. And she's like, a la Mexicana! Yeah. And Greg is like, and guys, health is wealth, so I'd like a fried egg and veggie hash. Okay? Great. You feel okay with that? I feel good about it. Anybody want a hug? From a distance, though.
Quiet! Anybody? You already placed your order. So, Don and Sasha decide to take that one. And then, of course, then Carrie, she does the most Carrie thing of all time. She's like, I just want fancy toast. Can I just get some fancy toast? I would love some fancy toast. Remember when I made cheesecake and snow? God, those were the days.
I feel like she did an avocado toast at one point, too.
Probably.
But maybe that's my brain playing tricks on me. So Brittany is just like, yas, yas. And Kiki's like, okay, I'm going to do a fancy avocado toast with green harissa because I do it in my restaurant all day long. And Shota is going to do a mocha sesame ball that's fried. Sarah's like, oh my God, the fry basket. Is someone using that? Can I use it? I don't want to use it if someone else is. Oh my God, I'm just so humble. Is anybody going to use it? I just can't use it. I can't do it. I can't take it. I'll take it. Oh God, I can't believe I took the fry basket. Oh.
And Shota's like, I really like Sarah, but her nervous energy kind of rubs off on me. So then Richard, now it's time for Richard Blaze to order. And we all know he's going to try to just do the most because it's Richard Blaze. And so even if it's about the chefs, he's going to make it about him. And sure enough, he's like, guys, I'm a little hungry this morning. Okay. I learned this one from Brian Malarkey. Okay. Ham it up for the cameras. I want some corned beef hash, eggs over medium, hash browns, hollandaise sauce, a mimosa, a shrimp cocktail, a banana loaf made from scratch, a pineapple loaf, don't even know what that is, but make it, and also a cheesecake. That's for you, Carrie.
Padma just rolls her eyes at him, which I love.
Yeah.
Byron and Gabe, you have 2 minutes. Good luck. So Byron is like shaking because he's about to have to go up there. And so now it's time for judging. And yeah. Gabe and Byron have done their steak and eggs for Amara. And Byron has done seared T-bone with pickled shallots and potatoes. Mm-hmm. And Gabe has done chipotle adobo baby plantains with the soul of Mexico.
What is this dark brown sauce? It sort of looks like the thing that Gail puts on her face to clear up the wrinkles. Anyone, what is this?
Black garlic molasses, of course. She's like,
it's delicious. Do you know how they say molasses wins in Italian? Molasses also.
Have you ever heard the term slow as galasses?
It's the gale of sweeteners, slow and non-essential.
So Melissa's like, how are my dim sum people doing? And Avishar is like, oh God, at this point I have no choice but to fry. I mean, God, bro, your balls look way better than mine. So, and Avishar doesn't finish plating, which is sad because I like him.
I like him too. So Shota, who is like my favorite, he serves up a shrimp dumpling mochi, and then Avishar has a butternut squash fritter with chili oil. And Melissa's like, I think I'm missing a component here. Oh, good one, Melissa. See, she gets it. She gets it. Do it again. But meaner this time. Show them you're a real celebrity.
Which sucks because this is her dish. So she's the one. They should have given her the one with the actual dish on it. Poor thing.
Yeah.
So winner is Shota. And that really puts the duh in Shota, doesn't it? Because that was obvious.
Sounds like Avishar really avisharded himself. That was for you, Ali Wong. I learned all my comedy from Ali Wong and my dear friend Lena Waithe.
So someone's yelling cooters.
Jamie's going cooters, cooters, cooters as she's trying to play.
She's like, my frantic meter, it just went brr, bah, 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 bah. It just went off the top. So Jamie and Sarah served their shrimp grits, and Sarah did a fritter, garlic, onion, bell pepper, and cheddar thing, and Jamie did creamy polenta with sharp Cajun shrimp, and I'm gonna have a heart attack. Beep, beep, beep.
How do you say shut up and beep?
The winner is Jamie, even though it pains my ears to say it.
Yeah, well, because Sarah didn't put a sauce on, and that was what Kwame requested. So now Dawn's doing her thing, but she hasn't made her eggs yet. She bit off too much. And then Gabe, he's running around because he forgot his kimchi. So there's all sorts of madness.
Kimchi,
what is that? What is that? How do you leave off something you've never even heard of?
So Maria and Gabriel are next with their fried rice and spam thing. And so Maria did fried rice with spam and chipotle and chorizo, and Gabriel did his with some pineapple. The winner is Gabriel.
Dale goes, I just love the pineapple. Well, you know, it's nice to know that Gail has some friends. Oh, you mean the actual pineapple? Yes, it's lovely too.
5 minutes, chefs. So now it's Sasha's up, and she's like, oh my God, I looked down at the ticket and it says fried egg. I mean, that is just not going to happen. How could I forget that?
Like, what did she just was going to just make? What was she? It was like egg and ham.
I just wanted to put a Meyer lemon on top of it. I'm Italian.
You know, she kind of does fuck up a lot. Like, she messed up last week too when she just made that like really like thick polenta that they all hated. So both of them, it turns out, don't serve eggs on their plate. And so Sasha serves a sweet potato hash and creme fraiche. And Pamela goes, why did you choose to omit one of the two things, you idiot?
And she's like, I didn't hear it. All I heard was Meyer lemons. And Blaze is like, well, you should say, because your version of the egg is this yogurt that you served us.
He's trying to coach you, but you're too dumb to pick up on it, Sasha. See you never.
They're both delicious, but the winner is the eggless Sasha stupid face. So next up are Brittany and Kiki, and they've done an avocado. Kiki did her avocado toast with green harissa, and Brittany did a mushroom something or other.
A mushroom au poivre toast on a baguette. And so Brittany wins for her alpine toast. And now it's time for Richard's order, the hardest one. And so Padma's like, this is the hardest one. Jesus, look at them. I mean, I've never felt bad for non-famous people before, but this is getting really close.
I mean, look at Nelson's sweat. It's like Gail trying to open a pickle jar. Am I right?
So Chris serves up over medium eggs with Tillamook cheddar and a hash. And Nelson serves a potato hash with cheddar, ground beef, and ground pork. And then Richard Blaze then is trying to now be like, oh, fun guy. He's like, gosh, there's a big part of me that wants to apologize to you both. Well, you should say sorry, mainly for your hair from last week. Still traumatized.
The winner of this round is Chris. Congratulations. Last time I'll let Richard order for us. So their favorite dish of the morning is, and then Portland snotty guy, Gabriel? He's like, and he smiles and like turns to them like he's about to win. She's like, Jamie, haha, stupid. And Kwame's like, I would actually order that at a restaurant. And Jamie's like, oh my God, I need cardio. And I was like, out of shape, like, boop, boop, boop.
Padma just looks at her and is like, why is this person in front of me?
And Avishar just says, that means she's very happy to win. Oh, okay, thank you. So Jamie's like, I feel like Rocky when he runs up the stairs, except running's hard. I seriously need to sit down.
Well, after all that food, I feel like Gail. I think it's time for a little pick-me-up.
Portland is known for its iconic coffee shops, but also breweries. So we're going to celebrate one of those two iconic Portland brews today. Coffee or beer, which are both brewed. Someone stop me. I can't stop talking in a circle about brews. And Dale's like, I really love subtle bitterness. Thank you. Finally, someone recognizes my gold.
Jamie, you can relax, okay? You don't have to swear around like an idiot over there. She's acting like she just met my good friend Lena Waithe for the first time.
So they have to pick knives, beer or coffee. And
beer,
tomorrow,
coffee, 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 beer, beer, coffee, coffee, beer. It's like, Padma, stop. Beer, coffee, coffee.
She just starts bumping her head into a wall. Like, Padma, save her. Tomorrow you'll have 2.5 hours to prep and cook. Don't forget to make your brew the star of the dish. So then we get to see this incredible new thing they have, which is their iPad shopping with the shopping music. It's like, dun, 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 dun. They're like, swipe, swipe, click, click, click.
5 minutes left. 5 minutes left. Click, click. Click, send.
I love it. I love how they still keep, because they have to keep all their advertising in place, right? So they still got to do the Whole Foods scene. Then, now every week they're just going to watch it. We have to watch that whole line of cars drive into the Whole Foods and get their pickup and then drive away.
Yeah, exactly.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now that they're done with that, they have to go back to their hotel, and then there's some like stuffed fish that Sarah likes, and so she has to kiss it because it's good luck. And then Sasha does this whole spiel about how there's all these funky personalities in the room, and it's like blah 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 personalities, and then it ultimately settles on her with Brittany talking. She's like, and if I really want a serious conversation, I can talk with Brittany. And there's talk about how it's like really hard to get to know people, especially during COVID. And then Sasha starts talking about how she got sober during COVID and self-medicated a lot, and she had no control, and she wants to share her story and make a difference. It's like, oh, that's too bad. You're going home. You want to share your story? Okay, pack your knives and go.
Yeah. And Sasha goes, I mean, we can't be best friends forever. And Brittany goes, oh, shut the front door. Yes, we can.
No, you can't. Bye.
And then we get a shot of morning, and everyone's just putting on deodorant. That was so funny. They're like, you know what? You know what the audience really needs to see? Deodorant. Okay, I want all the chefs putting on deodorant. Well, good morning, chefs. Came here for a second. So listen, beer. Beer's on this side. Coffee's on that side. Mixologists are outside because I can't deal with them in my life anymore. That's it. I've made a stance. Okay? Yeah. Take that, son.
Yeah. You are no longer working individually. This is a team challenge. And in teams of two, you'll create a new dish featuring beer and coffee using the ingredients you've already purchased. And the dishes you've planned, you get to throw them out the window, sort of like my son with his future. All right, great.
So they have to pair up, but they get to pick each other. And so they do. They all start pairing up. And Avishar and Shota, he goes, I mean, like, no one wants me. No one wants me because I've been losing. And then I look down and I see Shota. Shota's like, wow, bro.
Shota, meanwhile, was like, all right, who wants to join forces? He has like his hand up, and like everyone's just like walking by Shota. I was like, how dare you do that to my precious Shota? How dare you?
And Dawn ends up with Gabriel, and they have to sit together in their interview. And Gabriel's like, well, everyone picked everyone else. And I'm like, well, I guess we're together. And Dawn's like, yep.
Yeah. Great.
She's just already gonna go well.
Yeah, she just already knows it's gonna be a disaster.
Yeah, because so, this guy's just such an asshole. Like, he can't keep it in. When the last person won in the quick fire, he like gave a dirty look. Like, he's just an ass. And you just know he's gonna like mansplain everything and like boss her around.
Yeah.
But she does.
Exactly. But she actually holds her ground later, which is good. So now everyone starts cooking, and Byron, he starts talking about how he gave up 90% of his ingredients, and you know, he's letting Chris take the lead. So we already know that they're in trouble, because that is only included in an information if a team is going to suck. And then Gabriel and Dawn are planning, and she's talking about like doing ribs, which is like her specialty. And he's like, no, I don't think that's how we should cook them. And she's like, ribs are something I could do all the time. I could do them with my eyes closed. Sandwich man. I'm like, I hate this guy so much.
And he's like, fryers suck. Okay, we want to get some color on them this way. She's like, I'm going to fucking kill him. How about that? So then we go to Brittany and Sasha, and they're like super positive. And this, you know, I really love when real life lessons come through on these shows. And that's this one. Positive energy doesn't work. Stop bullshitting me. Okay. Yep. That's the lesson here. Because Brittany's like, oh, we combined dishes. I'm so happy. We're going to be great. She's like, yeah, I'm so excited we combined. This is going to work perfectly. And they just talk each other up so much that when it sucks in the end, they're so shocked, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes positive thinking is just lying to yourself.
I mean, I was fooled. I was like, wow, they're doing so well. They're going to really kill it. Even though everything Sasha has been doing seems to indicate that she'll be going home. Like, she's clearly going to stay. It was a fake out, but I was faked out. So, so then Jamie and Kiki come up with a plan. Jamie's basically going to, like, if they wind up in the bottom, Jamie is going to basically just, anything that goes wrong, Jamie will say it was her fault. And then we see Nelson and Maria, and they're working really well together because she wants to do a chili relleno, and he wants to do lobster Thermidor, whatever it's called. And so they're going to mesh those ideas together. And
Maria goes, they're speaking to each other in Spanish. And she goes, to be able to speak in Spanish? I mean, it's like you've been withholding your pee for an hour and then you pee. And then it's nice. It's like, wow, you're really nice. A poet.
It's like really all about that last phrase there. And it's nice. So Avishar and Shota are going to do some sort of lobster thing. And Shota tells us that he's not really drinking right now. And that he had to close his restaurants because, you know, everything went downhill during the during the pandemic. And so he started to drink a lot. I was like, damn. Like, now I'm a little confused because now we have two people who got sober during the pandemic. This is like, I don't know how to read this
situation. No, they got sober after, which is better because it's like, you know, now they're coming on. It's like you give into it and then you have to go on to a reality show. And then that's when, you know, you go crazy. It's like you're drying out or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know, I have my fingers crossed for Shota.
Yes. So now there's just more cooking, and then Dawn is doing, she's like, she's preparing her ribs. And then Gabriel, this idiot, he's like, she's talking about how she's going to put pepper, she's going to be spicing up her ribs. And he goes, no pepper, please. Pepper's really powerful. She goes, pepper?
No, she goes, pepper. Like, she's like, we are doing pepper, you fucker.
Yeah. Like, what chef says no pepper? No pepper.
Yeah, like where it's going to be a fight, you know, so crazy. So she tells us this guy's crazy, you know, and he's like, she's just steamrolling me, you know, and she says he's trying to chef-splain me and I'm going to stand my ground because I know what I'm doing and he needs to know that. And I was like, yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for saying chef-splaining because there's a lot of that on this show and it's about time that someone stood up against it.
So, yeah, and he goes, so what am I doing now? She goes, bossing me around. That's what you're doing. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Come on now. All right. So he's doing some kind of watermelon, compressed watermelon thing with the sweet and sour glaze in the beer. Yeah. And he's like, I need to have something on the dish. All right. I like the sourness of this. Do you? She goes, yeah, it just needs salt.
Yeah, because she doesn't do
under season. They're super bitchy together.
Yeah, they clearly are like just barely tolerating each other. And she's just like, I hate this guy. Yeah. And then there's just, and then we go over to Avishar and he's talking about, how he had actually, a bachelor's in science and biology before he turned to cooking. And he was thinking to himself, what would it be like to eat a beer instead of just drink it? Which is, you know, I think I hadn't thought about that before. And I think I thought about it and I was like, I've thought about it. And now I think I want to move on with my life. I don't think
you thought about it because my Weight Watchers lady, Janelle, back in the day when I was a teenager and had to go to Weight Watchers meeting, Janelle said, don't ever drink beer. Beers are sandwiches in a glass.
So I have actually
thought of eating a beer.
So he's going to use science to make a carbonated compressed grape with beer.
Yeah. So then Brittany she's doing her beer. She's using a milk stout to make a vinaigrette. And it sounds like it's going to be good, right? Because she's really good at explaining it. She's like, it's sweeter. And then when you cook down beer, it becomes super bitter. So you've got to be careful about that, you know, because there's a coffee crumble and you just don't want it to be bitter. So we're going to have more beer taste. And it's just not going to be bitter. It's going to be sweet and delicious. I'm like, wow, this is not going to be bitter at all.
Yeah, what's going to go wrong? And then we see Chris is making some sort of coffee pasta with like stripes. And it's not quite going to plan, but he's just plowing forward anyway. So then the judges start to arrive. They get to this restaurant and Patman's like, it's cozy in here. Sort of feels like being inside Gail's potato closet.
So how do you feel, Daisy Duke? Gail's like, geez, sorry for wearing denim. So Tom's like, well, you know, I told them they have to work in teams and they didn't seem too upset. So I guess we're not at that point yet. And Gail's like, yeah, beer and coffee are great ingredients, but you have to tamper down the bitterness.
Yeah, the two ingredients, it gets intense if you don't choose wisely, says the woman who wears paisley and stripes on a daily basis.
So Jamie and Kiki are first, and they've done a beer braised fried chicken, coffee stout glaze, butternut squash, and roasted coffee. And Kiki's like, and my partner has immunity, so hopefully you'll like it.
Yeah, and then Avishar and Shodup do a lobster sunamono with a double cream coffee and sat reduction with carbonated grapes. And first they start going on, the judges start eating Jamie and Kiki's dish, and Padma's like, it's good, but I just wish they hadn't put the chicken on top of the puree. It just becomes unnecessarily messy. If I wanted to be called Gail, I'd just be Gail.
Melissa loved Avishar and Shodas. She loved the richness in the sauce. And she's like, it really sung. And Tom's like, well, you know, it's going to be bitter. But then there was sweetness. And then there was a modern technique of carbonating the sauce, which I'm sure is going to work great when you're homeless on the street for even mentioning drinks around me when my son is such a loser. Okay.
So
Brittany's yes. Vinaigrette. Now, here we come. Sasha, Brittany's like, we don't have enough of the vinaigrette. I just know we don't. And Sasha's like, yes, we do. It's fine. Just send it out.
Mm-hmm. So they send theirs out, and it's beer marinated pork loin with a coffee romesco and a coffee hazelnut crunch. And then Nelson and Maria present their chili relleno lobster with a pasilla negro sauce and a sweet potato puree. I was like, thank you. Thank you for this future pigeon food. Thank you so much.
And Greg's like, wow, it really kept surprising me. And Dale says, it's cockamamie.
I didn't hear him say that.
Was this like taking place in London in the 1800s?
So they feel like Sasha and Brittany's lacks a point of view. And Tom's like, you know, the components, they all make sense. I mean, but it's all kind of bland. It's like, you know, like, it's like when you say like, oh, I've got a son and he works in mixology. That makes sense. That doesn't make sense. But when you put it together, it's kind of like just disappointment.
And Gail's like, you know what? Going down the cockamamie path, I'd like to say that I am befuddled by the coffee romesco. It's chalky. It's thick. Oh, yeah. Takes one to know one. I just want it fresher and livelier. I should have just waited to throw that one out after you'd finished your sentence, really.
Gail, if you keep talking like this, Nilu Matam is going to come running through that door and eat the rest of your bowl.
Nilu's head pops up behind Gail. I've been here the whole time. What do you want, guys? How's everything going?
Oh, I thought you were a vase. So Byron is not feeling confident about their dish because the pasta is very, very, very thick, but he also didn't want to step on Chris's toes.
No, he didn't want to step over his toes. That's how polite Byron is. Even being rude in his example would still be being polite.
So now the next dish has arrived, and Padma's already scowling. She just has this look on her face like, oh, more amateur food. Why is Byron wearing some sort of paper crown on his head anyway?
Oh, and Gabe and Sarah serve their pork tenderloin, espresso yogurt, smoked yogurt. Sorry, there's so much shit going on.
Yeah,
and a masa tortilla made with the beer. Yeah. And so Gail just like puts the tortilla up to her face and she's like, smells beautiful.
Don't worry, guys. She does this with tires too.
You know, this isn't the first time I've had to tell Gail that carbs aren't a proper mask. When we got here, she came off the plane wearing a biscuit on her face.
I mean, bless her heart. You should see her when she gets around some pita bread. So
Byron serves his mushroom coffee tortellini and duck, and Padma's like, well, I really like Sarah and Gabe's. And Dale goes, a tortilla made with beer is just so exciting.
Yeah, real exciting. What do you do with your off time, stupid face? So then Tom's like, well, no, you get beer, you get coffee, but it's not like bitter and over the top. Like Gail, right? Anyone? It's just they write themselves, honestly.
So Chris and Byron, Melissa said that she tasted the beer, but the pasta wasn't cooked enough. Yeah, you know, it's too much dry flour. And Greg's like, yeah, I don't think that the duck is necessary. And neither is the foam, really, but it is tasty.
I just don't understand all this dry flour they use in the pasta. You'd think someone would learn something from watching Gail roll around in grains all day long.
I mean, there's so much dry flour here. It's like Gail in the 80s. Am I right?
No, Gail, this isn't makeup. It's flour. No, put it down, Gail. Oh, God.
Stop snorting the flour, Gail. Okay.
Yes, Gail, you have flour in your hair. Yes, you look like a little old lady now. Very clever.
Say hello to my little flower. Am I right, Gail?
Gail is the only person who on Mother's Day actually just gets a sack of flour instead of flowers.
So Gabriel and Don are next, and Kwame's like, this is so exciting. I love ribs. So they have a coffee braised pork rib and compressed sour beer watermelon. And Padma's like, you pivoted well.
I'm trying to think of a good Gail joke. Just the idea of her swiveling is hilarious enough.
It's just how she says everything. It's always so bitchy. I love it. So Amar's like, wow, look, this is phenomenal. Look at my bone.
Oh, put it away, Amar.
No, literally, the bone. I've licked it clean.
Still put it away, Amar.
You're making Gail drool. So
well, it looked like watermelon and ribs, which we've all eaten 1,000 times.
Today.
Go on, Gail. Say whatever stupid thought you have in your head.
I'm done now. So what is it like when you're competing and then you get a twist like this? Judges who are sitting at this table with me inexplicably. And Dale's like, well, I had a couple of deer in the headlight moments. And Kwame's like, you just roll with it. So they talk about their overall meal.
That's what we say when we have to get Gail home. Just roll with it. You know, it's funny to talk about deer and headlights. That's how Dale often, that's how Gail often hunts for her food.
Oh, so they basically all loved it. So then we go to judges' table, and Dale and Amara are joining for this one. And back in the stew room, someone's like, so who thinks that they did really good today? And everyone raises their hands. And which is kind of funny because it's like, uh-oh. So Padma's like, all right, we'd like to see the rude one, the lady who always forgets sauces, the redhead who likes lemons, the girl with double buns, the guy who wants to make chemistry out of soda, the guy who laughs like a lawnmower, the guy with his name stitched on his shirt, the Amish lady, Chris and Byron Allen. That would be great. Come on in.
And the guy who has a handful of onion rings in his hand. I guess that's redundant. Never mind. Come on in. So Maria is very upset because she feels like she's just skating by. She's in the middle of the pack. So now we're at judges' table. And Tom's like, you know, from a pedigree standpoint, this could be our best collection of chefs we've ever had in the show in 18 seasons. It's good to see you're cooking up to those resumes. Please keep doing it. Yeah, great work, non-sous chefs, dumb faces.
So the top teams, they have the top team stay and the other teams move aside, stupid. And Brittany's in the bottom and she goes, are we in the bottom? And Sasha goes, yeah, we're in the bottom. So they start with Don and Gabriel. So refreshing and, I mean, so delicate for pork ribs, am I right?
I'm so glad there was pepper in there. Could you imagine anyone being so dumb to not put pepper on a rib? Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
And look at my bone. It's clean. I said put it away, Amar.
Gail's like, you know, there was a rich fattiness from the rib, Padma. I see what you're trying to... Don't even try it, Padma.
There was my turn. There's so much rich fattiness in this, Padma would marry it. Did I do that right? Shut up, Gail, all right? You just don't have it in you.
Hold on, let me call my dear friend Ali Wong. Hey, Ali, guess what? Gail tried to make a joke. Yeah, it was terrible. Okay, bye. Say hi to David Chang for me.
So Shota and Avishar are next. And Tom was like, well, this was totally original, and it worked because guess what? It had balance.
I'm like, Gail.
All right. You know what? We've got to get through this show, Padma.
You know, Shota and Avishar, yours really brought out the beer and the coffee bitter notes in a way that really embraced it. Sort of like Gail when there's a dress bond sale.
And Amar's, I love Amar's critiques. He goes, I tried the sauce and it was like, whoa. And then Gabe and Sarah... Gabe is like, I executed the pork and the glaze and the tortillas, and Sarah did some sauce work and pickles. And Amar goes, it made sense. It really made sense. And Dale's like, wow, you need to sell that tortilla because putting beer in a tortilla, brilliant. Putting beer in pasta, completely stupid. But putting beer in the tortilla, amazing. Loved it. Great job. Kudos.
Yeah, that tortilla has already become an essential part of Gail's self-care. So Sarah's like, I was just more stoked about our collaborative dish than I would have been about my solo dish. And Gail says, well, I mean, Sarah, you just have a thing with yogurt. I mean, this is your second yogurt that you put on the top. I mean, clearly you work well with Gabe and yogurt. I mean, who wants to take this one, guys? She just sets them up for us.
So Mar says that the winning team highlit the beer and the coffee, and it was just the best, and it was Havashard Soda. And so they kind of do like that dorky high five where they miss both of each other's hands, because they do like a double high five and miss both of them.
Yeah, so
which
cute.
Is cute. Yeah, and Soda's like, wow, we are the Asian sensation. Watch out, ladies.
So now,
and Avishar's like, thank you so much for encouraging me, man, because I didn't really know I could do it, but you like encouraged me. And he's like, man, I just want to like thank you for believing in me so much. And then they start cracking up.
Yeah, Avishar's like, I'm just glad, because otherwise my mom would have been so mad at me. So then so now it's time for the bottom. So now we're up with Chris and Byron, and Amar's like, so I've got a question about the foam. I mean, it was delicious, but you said it was a foam, and it was more like a puree. So then I started to have to judge it as a puree and as a foam, but not as a puree. And I just wish it was, you know, it's like, if you ever like picked up a rib and then someone says it's a drumstick and you're like, but it's a rib. And then you eat it. It's delicious. Like, quiet, Amar. We get the point already.
Put your bone away, Amar. So Dale's like, and how did you feel about the texture of that pasta? And Chris stands by it because it was al dente.
You did it all wrong, Dale. You say this. Did you mean to have that texture with the pasta?
Well, the interplay was there, but the pasta was dry, and I think that you had too much flour as you were rolling it out, and then what that did was it really dried out the pasta.
Well, I thought the pasta could have had more filling. I mean, that really highlighted the bitterness.
Now, if you all will step aside for a moment, Gail's going to show you how to make a flower angel. Okay, guys, clear a space.
So Brittany and Sasha are next. And Sasha's like, well, I feel like today went really well. I mean, I stand behind my dish. I did the Romesco and hazelnut crumb. I was like, don't ever say that when you're on the bottom. I stand behind it.
Because then they're
Well, that's an attitude problem. She's out.
Well, especially because Padma asked like her usual trick question. Brittany and Sasha, how did you feel today it went? It's like, they're on the bottom, Padma. So stupid, people. Now that you guys are both official losers, how do you feel today went? There's only one right answer. Bad.
So Brittany talks about her pork with pickled fennel stems, which is hilarious to me. I'm sorry, I can't. Yeah. And Dale's like, well, it looked beautiful, but, you know, it didn't follow through with the looks. All right, anyone? Anyone here? So how did you conceive of that together? And Brittany's like, we decided that both of our dishes were so good that we would just combine them together. So we took our dishes, but then we did them together. Well, that's exactly how it felt, like a collection of ingredients that had no holistic identity. All right? I mean, listen, it wasn't even holistic enough to be a tortilla on Gail's face.
You know, it's like when Gail and Nilu get together and try to mix their HelloFresh boxes together. Just doesn't work.
And where was the vinaigrette? Gail, I'll let you take that. Ask it angrily. Where was the vinaigrette? Angrier, Gail. Where was the vinaigrette? Better.
I want to feel it, Gail. I want to feel it. Okay, she's eating a potato now. Okay, moving on.
So their big Gail's big critique is that the vinaigrette was good, but there had to be much more of it all over the plate, and it would have actually been a decent dish, which Sasha's the one who said, no more vinaigrette.
Right, and so that's why Brittany says, well, we talked about it and didn't put it on the plate, which in Top Chef ease means, I tried, and this bitch turned me down.
Yes.
So,
well, now I have to say something that no one has ever said touching Dale's bicep. This is a hard one. Sorry, Dale, but you do rhyme with Gail, so.
We have a lot to discuss, and none of it's very interesting. Okay, go back to the other room with the poor people. Thank you so much.
So who do we send home? And Gail's like, I'm oscillating. What, are you a fan now, Gail? Come on.
Gail's like, well, my hardest bite was Chris's pasta. And Tom's like, well, you know, at least the coffee and the beer flavor was there. And that was the challenge. Yeah, you stupid face, is the challenge, Gail. What else do you want, huh?
And Sasha and Brittany's lack some personality and a POV. And the crumble was too bitter. The romesco was too chalky. And here's my next note. It was a dish consilty, and the romesco was an osco rom.
Yeah, the, so, Mar's least favorite dish was the romesco sauce because it was too tacky. Gail is like, Gail says it was Brittany's fault for not putting more beer on the dish. And then Dale says, like, I can remember that dish because of how bad those hazelnuts were. Yeah, and that's how I feel about a lot of Gail's wardrobe. I just can remember it because of how bad it is on such a consistent basis. Bless her heart.
Well, chefs, this part of the challenge forced you to think even deeper than you've ever thought before. And you know what? You're going to be a much better cook now. Trust me, this is going to challenge you in ways that you've never been challenged before. That was my speech. Let's be nice to the earth. And please do not tip mixologists, only bartenders, because mixologists are lying to you.
Polenta face, please pack your knives and go. It's Sasha. It sends Sasha going. And Tom's like, oh, see you in Last Chance Kitchen. And she's like, yeah, great. I feel like every chef hates it when Tom says that. Like, they're just like devastated. He's like, well, but I'll see you in Last Chance Kitchen. She's like, yeah, I can't wait to see, be on your on demand webisode, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's like your consolation gift, you know. It's like, well, you know, I know losing really hurt on national TV. It's going to hurt way worse on the internet. Okay, see you there.
And Sasha tells us, she's like, she's, you know, her parting words are, you know, one failure does not make me a failure. Yes, it does. And one mistake does not make everything else invalid. Totally invalid. Uh-huh. Get away. Boo. Boo. Mistakes. Just put up a sign that says, mistake right here. I'm having an arrow pointing at you.
Oh, good. And that brings us to the end of Top Chef.
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Definitely be sure to go bookmark the time and the date of those tickets going on sale for our New York live virtual show. And we are going to catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels,
Dana C, Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.